MacDonald Observatory was dedicated on May 5, 1939, and the original 82-inch telescope is still in use today, 82 years later. I'm Billy Henry, inviting you to help us celebrate this milestone and many more. Make a tax-deductible donation or give a subscription to Stardate Magazine or to our same-day podcast. Details at stardate.org. And thank you for your support. Stardate May 6th. A trip to a super Earth orbiting a star in Pisces would be super quick. Under daytime temperatures of more than 5,500 degrees Fahrenheit, you'd be vaporized in moments. K2 141b is about half again as wide as Earth and five times as heavy. And like Earth, it's made of rock and metal. It orbits less than a million miles from its sun, K2 141. At that distance, it's locked so that the same hemisphere always faces the star, just as the same hemisphere of the moon always faces Earth. A study last year outlined what must be happening on the planet. Under the never-ending glare of the star, rocks on the dayside would melt. That would form an ocean of molten rock that might be dozens of miles deep. Lava at the top of the ocean would vaporize, forming a thin atmosphere of sodium and compounds made of silicon. At the twilight zone between day and night, winds would blow toward the night side at thousands of miles per hour. Under the darkness of night, the atmosphere would condense and form clouds of liquid metal, which would then rain onto the surface. Currents in the ocean would carry material back around to the day side, continuing the cycle on this super-hot, super-Earth. Pisces is nudging into view in the east at first light. Tomorrow, it's above and to the left of the crescent moon. K2 141 stands above the moon, but it's so faint that you need a telescope to see it. For the MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.